Mayor Frank Jackson's youth violence prevention effort is an attempt to bring together public and private programs that work and identify gaps that need to be filled. It includes a team of law enforcement officers, crime analysts, and intervention specialists. He says a coordinated effort is the only way to make real, sustainable progress, and he says that starts with giving Dwayne Deskins the power to make that happen.
This is not going to be someone with someone just running a program. This is a cabinet-level position that is higher than a director. This will be a chief.
Before working for Cuyahoga County's juvenile justice system, Deskins was a U.S. attorney. While with the Justice Department, he helped develop a widely used violence prevention program that identifies high crime areas with few resources and finds partners to help. Deskins says it will serve as the basis for the work done in Cleveland.
We've done this before. This is what made that project so successful and around the country. And I think what the mayor has done is that we don't always have to have it led by the Department of Justice. There is nothing that stops the people of the city and this administration from doing the exact same thing for the benefit of the people here. And indeed, the ripple effect will help everybody throughout this area.
Deskins says Cleveland has the tools to reduce youth violence, and the key is looking at the problem from all angles and not just providing Band-Aids.
Whether you talk about housing, if you talk about employment, if you're talking about public health, medicals, you're talking about education. And what the mayor's vision is, I think, and I certainly share that completely and have for a long time, is that we would all be better served, both financially as well as in terms of outcomes, if we actually collaborated. And that's in the business community. That's where the job creation sustainability comes from, is that investing in our community and, most importantly, investing in our young people.
Reducing young people's exposure to crime is also part of the plan, and Mayor Jackson is dispatching a new police unit to do that. Deputy Police Chief Wayne Drummond is helping coordinate the effort.
Proactively target violent crime areas identified through the crime analysis unit by the community, district commanders, the members assigned to this particular squad will and shall constitutionally and professionally police areas identified by those particular units I mentioned before by means of uniformed as well as plainclothes operations.
Drummond says this operation will also include reaching out to community members and forging relationships that can help prevent crimes from happening in the first place. Cleveland's Youth Violence Prevention Program is part of an effort to build a comprehensive plan that started in 2014. The city is one of 15 nationwide that started working with the National Forum on Youth Violence Prevention. Case Western Reserve University sociology professor Dan Flannery heads the school's Begun Center for Violence Prevention, Research, and Education. He helped Cleveland develop its program and will help with implementation and tracking of outcomes. Flannery says there are promising initiatives in place, like the fledgling youth intervention program in hospital emergency rooms, but he says there are gaps that need to be filled.
We have a lot of things going on for our very youngest people in prevention and with our schools and the transformation plan, etc. We don't have as many things available for individuals 15 to 25 years old who make up the largest percentage of perpetrators and victims of violence. So with respect to when they show up in the emergency rooms as victims of intentional injury and violence, what are we doing to try to help them, not just medically, but also with respect to those incidents, to the recidivism that often occurs in terms of retaliatory violence, etc.
Funding for Cleveland's new youth violence prevention program comes from the city's income tax increase voters passed in November. Mayor Jackson has allocated more than $1.5 million to the effort. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.